Welcome to episode 346 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes in the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, and Lindsay. Back in 1981, entrepreneur Gordon Butch Stewart purchased an old hotel in Montego Bay, Jamaica, with a great beach and opened Sandals Montego Bay. He had no experience in the hotel industry, but he had a keen marketing instinct, and before long, the world knew all about the Sandals all-inclusive brand. Today, there are 15 sandal resorts dotted around the Caribbean, with new ones on the horizon. But tonight, we go back to where it all started, and coincidentally, where Lindsay recently spent a week, Sandals Montego Bay. She's going to share with us how this old flagship resort has stood the test of time. So let's get started.
It wasn't a coincidence that we're talking about this.
No.
What a coincidence.
Just imagine. How did it come up?
So I guess that this trip was a little nostalgic for me because my very first experience with Sandals was at this resort years ago. And this was so cool because it was kind of like going back in time. And at the same time, it was like going to a brand new resort because so much has changed. They have added so many things, so many incredible new features. And I was just kind of blown away. It's one of the more compact little properties of Sandals. And I know that you guys, like Sandy, are,
I like to walk 16 miles.
But I like having everything close and accessible. And I don't know. There's something about the charm to this property and the cute little piano bar by the tiny little swim up pool bar. It's probably the tiniest swim up pool bar in all of the Sandals property. But yeah, I absolutely loved it. And I got to spend a week there with a good friend of mine. We did a little birthday girls getaway.
A nice romantic girls getaway.
Over my anniversary. My birthday. So yeah, it was a nice romantic girls getaway. But it was such a great experience. I know normally when we go on these trips, I'm like go, and it was nice to have a little bit of downtime in this one.
To spend a whole week. That's really a luxury.
And my room was absolutely fantastic. I had a soaking tub out on the balcony, and the balconies there are really unique and wonderful. They're the kind of that stone three wall open. What do you call that? Open face balcony.
Like the balcony?
Well, no. It's where the walls are on all sides, and then you have the roof. There's a special name for it, and I can't remember what it's called. It's a very distinct type of balcony, and it was...
It's a balcony, not a patio.
Yeah. I guess maybe you call it a patio, but it was a three...
Were you, like, on the ground floor?
No, it was on the third floor. It was on the top floor.
And you didn't have, like, any kind of wall, so you didn't wander off of the end of the balcony?
No, it was a glass, it's the little glass thing. No, but it was this beautiful stone. I guess maybe you would call it a third floor patio.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know how it's different from any other balcony, actually. But
well, no, because most balconies have that, they're not sunken in. They're extended out. So this is, I guess, a sunken in balcony anyway. Somebody can correct me.
In. I have no idea what you're talking about. Now I'm going to have to look at pictures. I don't know.
We're going to need pictures of this balcony.
Yeah, so I put a bunch of them up. I don't know if you guys watched.
I think what she's getting at, the balcony is more like part of the room.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
And there's a term for that. There's an an architectural term for whatever that is. And not all the properties have it. So it's something that I thought.
It's not French balcony, right?
Because French is the door that opens up. But no, this was different. I like your description of a patio because I think that's probably the closest.
Well, it's at the patio, you can then step out onto the lawn, which
yeah,
obviously it's a patio that's not encouraged from the third
really,
floor.
Really, but it was, the sunsets are beautiful there. The resort is really close to the airport, so if you blink on your drive over, you're going to miss it. And I guess I should back up, of course, like all sandals and all Jamaica trips, I always use Club Mobe. And so that was nice and breezy. And so between getting walked through everything with Club Mobe, even with the COVID stuff, I was at the resort in like less than like 15 minutes. It was crazy.
So again, to back up, Club Mobe at the airport. So that is a VIP greet service where they meet you at your gate and take you through customs.
They meet you at the gate. They take you through customs. You've got the nice little lounge to wait in while you're waiting for your shuttle to arrive. And I wasn't there. I mean, normally you're waiting there at least long enough to have a drink. And I think they gave us our drink and then the shuttle was there.
So I think doesn't I have to go far, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to go very far to come back. So that was very nice. So if you want a quick little getaway and you don't really care for a longer transfer, you don't have a but this is a great property for that. And then one other thing that's kind of unique about this is I know Sandals brand is you know meant for two people in love. Mm-hmm. Or in pairs of two by two, but this resort is so lively and energetic that I think it lends itself well to a great place for groups, for wedding parties, and for friends traveling together. Because again, everything's close, but you have this kind of energy in the air, in the atmosphere. It's hard to describe. I mean, they one of the new features, they put in an over the water cabana in the water, like a cabana, or not a cabana, a gazebo in the water, and they put a DJ out there. So you have water, you're in the water, floating around, drinking your drinky poo, and you have a DJ right there. And they have, the activity staff is out there, and they're, you know, playfully poking fun and getting people up to dance and getting people to do contests and things like that. It's a much more, definitely not, that end of the beach is not where you're going to be relaxing with a book.
Introverts in the room.
Over the water. Is it in the pool or
in the, it's in the water. It's in the water.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the pool. Water.
Like, not in the pool. It's in the actual
ocean.
And it was fantastic. And so they put in a couple other over water features that I loved. They added some cabanas over the water, and they're actually out over the water that you can rent, which is wonderful. And when you rent, you get that concierge, which is like a little beach butler service all day with them. Those are gorgeous. The nice flowy white, curtains and the big giant bed that takes up the whole entire, and you got to go up your stairs to get in there. I'd just never come out. They put in over the water areas to more like gazebo over the water areas. That's where I got an over the water massage, and it was probably, I gotta say, it was probably the best massage I've ever had at an all-inclusive resort. And it's not my massage person was amazing. She was, but it's not because of that. It's because of I could hear the water just like hitting the rocks and the wind, and I was so far out there. It was a great experience, and I think that's a wonderful feature. I wish more resorts had the over the water massage options. I've done a lot on the beach, but that was the first one that was over the water. And then they put in Latitudes, of course, which is now also in. There's also a Latitudes in South Coast, but I have Latitudes bar there. Mm-hmm. And they have, of course, they've got, a lot more, they added butler service. So I think about 5 years ago, they added butler service to this property. And I think of all the Sandals properties, even if you weren't the kind of person who wanted to have that level of service, this is the place where I think you do need the butler service. They reserve your chairs for you, your beach chairs. They handle pretty much everything for you. And I'll be going back there in 2023 with a group of friends, and I'm already booked for, we're booked for butler service. So
nice.
So we're jumping around a little bit. Can we ask some questions?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. I want to ask, So talk about location, because you talked about how close it is to the airport, but I think a lot of people have heard about the airplanes flying right overhead. And whenever I've been there, it's only been for a few hours, so I can't really speak to how busy it is. So how did you find that?
It can be a little busy. Granted, when I was there in April, so not quite back to full speed travel-wise, so probably not as many flights as would typically go in and out of there. But there were a couple flights, and you do the traditional wave. I think I did have a plane fly over at the end of my massage when she just gotten done. I have a plane flew over, and I was like, oh, that's good timing. it's not as noisy. It's definitely not this is not some place I would go if I wanted peace and quiet. That's not what this is.
And
this
you're not
is,
saying that just because of the airplanes.
No, not because the airplanes. It just because the atmosphere is just a little more lively, and it's not like a rowdy, crazy party atmosphere. It's just a little more energetic, mm-hmm. A little more social activity. There were a couple big groups there while I was there. Some wedding parties. There was a group celebrating some awards that they had gotten. So it was just a nicer, I think it's not just all couples, whereas normally you go to some of the other properties and it's mostly.
Yeah, I was going to ask that next. So you mentioned that this was a girls trip and you've got your birthday trip booked also as a girls trip, right? So, and usually Sandals is known as couples. So you felt like this was the least couple-y of the Sandals that you've been to. And you've been to a lot of them, right?
I've been to almost all of them. And it has a different atmosphere to it. I love this stretch of beach. That's what I had remembered from my first trip, was how much I enjoyed being able to grab, you know, they used to have these little beach bar huts out on the sand, and I've been to a lot of all-inclusives, and that is always one thing that I complain about, is how far do I have to go from where I want to be to get my alcohol? Mm-hmm. And I'm a water baby. I want to be in the water. I want to be swimming or floating, and I don't want to have to go too far to get a beverage. And so they had Montego Bay was the first place I'd ever been where they had them right on the beach, just steps away from the water. And what they did was they took down the little one and they put up a giant bar right there on the beach. That's kind of wonderful. And there's some very skilled, talented bartenders employed by the Sandals brand, and a lot of them work in this resort. so I had some fantastic drinks all week long. It just steps away from the water. And that,
can you talk about the activities? Because they have all of their
activities. Oh, yeah. They have. You can go out in the inflatable. It's like an inflatable sofa for two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's called Mabel.
Does it just float, or do you?
It floats, but the boat, there's a speedboat that takes it out. And it was fun watching some people fly off of there, and then they stop and they got to come back and get them.
So is it like literally couch surfing? Like, yeah, are you water skiing behind the boat?
You're being pulled behind the boat. It starts off really slow, and then they kind of like gun it a little and take it out. And I went out on my favorite thing to do at Sandals is go out on the Hobie Cats. I got to go do that on this trip, and
did you flip it?
No, I didn't flip it. I had a skilled driver take me out. I'm not like, I'm going to be taking lessons for the rest of my life. That's why I love this brand, because whether you're at Sandals or whether you're at Beaches, this is a great place to try something new, to try the paddle boards and the kayaks, and everything's in wonderful condition. They always have the top of the line, everything. And the employees who work in the Aqua Center they're super helpful, and you get the instructions for free. Some places I've been where you can take it out if you know how to use it, but if you want a lesson, it's gonna cost money. But here, mm-hmm. everything is included, and that there was kayaking, there was Sandy. You could have done something different, like every hour of every day. They, of course, had snorkeling tours. There's the one that's complimentary And then there's one that's in the glass bottom boat. There's another longer one that we went on. Then we went out to Rick's with Island Roots and went out to Rick's Cafe. And
well, that's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went on a full day trip and went out to.
Did you jump off the cliff?
No, my friend jumped off. Well, she was gonna. It's so fun. I have the best video. She was at the top, like as high as they'll let you go, because they won't let you go up to that crazy diving board. And she went up there, and I was videoing her. I went down. I walked all the way down the stone stairs to the bottom, so I get this great angle. And she was gonna do it because this is her. It was her double nickel 55 birthday, Julie Bud. Probably one of my probably shout out to Julie. But she climbs all the way up there, and I'm taking video of her, and she he's explaining the rules to her, and then all of a sudden I see her shake her head, and then she just starts fast walking really fast, and then she came down the stairs and she went off of the platform, but she still did go, and I got a little video of her, but she still did jump in the water. It's kind of a neat little day activity for today.
So dangerous. I would not do that.
Yeah, people break their back and stuff. Yeah.
And we went out to, on that day tour, we went to, I went and revisited Negril.
Nice.
Sandals Negril. So that was.
So
you can jump around to Royal Caribbean. Did you do that? Sandals Royal Caribbean?
I went to Royal Caribbean. I'm sorry. I went to Negril from the other resort. Yeah, it was Negril on the tour, and then from the, yes, you can jump around. I'm so sorry. You can jump around, and we did go out to Royal Caribbean. Mm-hmm. This trip was at the end of my, I'd been at South Coast for 5 days, too, so I was kind of hopping around all the resorts on this trip. The nice thing about that is you have sharing privileges, so you can go for dinner. So if you want to stay at Montego Bay, but you want to eat at the really good French restaurant that's over at Royal Caribbean, you can take the bus and go over for dinner.
But make sure you bring your long pants.
Yes.
Yes. We'll send you back. Doesn't matter that you took a 20-minute shuttle to get there. They will send you back. They will
send you right back.
No pants, no service.
So one thing I noticed now is that they appear to have swim-up suites there, oceanfront even. Are these buildings new, or are the pools been added to existing buildings?
So those, I think the pools were added to existing buildings. I know they expanded and added, I might be wrong about that, but I think when they expanded and added the butler service, I think they might have added a new building. I'm not sure.
It's interesting that you talk about how small it is, because I remember it as being really big. Like, I remember walking in this like huge expansive lobby, and I just felt like I was in an enormous, like, great hall, and it was open. I mean, it's not like an enclosed space. And then the restaurant was really big, and then the villas, because it also Amoeba like absorbed some of the villas and things next to it, right? So some of those some of the room types are kind of far away, it felt like to me. But also I was on a travel agent fam, and we had walked a lot. We saw a lot of resorts. Okay. It might have been perspective, to be fair. But
so the first time I stayed there, I was in a walkout behind Tokyo Joe's, kind of on the one end, and they had, back then they had just that, the lobby with the sunken in theater area.
Yes, that's what, yeah, I remember
they
that.
They had karaoke, and I tripped going up on the stage, so everybody got to watch me fall before I sang, which was amazing. Really set the tone.
They remembered you.
But now, when you walk in to the, it's just this giant, they call it the living room, and it really is this giant, great living room area. And it's beautiful. And there's tons of entertainment in there. They have a Broadway show review, and it is phenomenal. There's some really talented people on their entertainment staff, and they put on an incredible show. So there's lots of couches and seating for to kind of enjoy yourself in the evenings, and they perform all around you, all spread out throughout that giant area. And it's really one of the nicer upgrades to this property, is how they leveled everything out. and made it one big open area.
So they still use it for entertaining, but they just change the look of the space.
Just change the look of the space. And I mean, there could be a DJ in there. There's a piano. I know they have the piano bar over by the swim up bar, but they also have a piano in there in the lobby as well. And they'll do the sing-along nights in both sections. One of the things that's a little bit different about this property is they only have karaoke one night a week. Compared to other sandals where it's every night. Mm-hmm. They do the sing-along bar, though. They have the sing-along bar in different areas, or the sing-along, a piano sing-along.
And in case you're familiar with other resorts in Jamaica, the other sandals resorts, this is not the one with the speakeasy. That piano bar that you're talking about is actually a piano bar where you go sing along and sing Billy Joel songs. And
sing whatever. It's, you can always tell the flavor of the clientele and where they're from by the songs that are requested. Yep. The piano bar.
That's actually became one of my hobbies, is to go to bars in Pennsylvania and play a Bon Jovi song to see what the crowd was like. Either they would sing it or they wouldn't. They'd either sing it at the top of their lungs or they wouldn't.
Why Pennsylvania?
Well, because that's as close as I get to New Jersey. I don't know. Well, because when you go into these bars and sometimes they will sing along to songs, so you're like, well, let's see if Bon Jovi does it. Because everybody sings to Journey, right? But I digress. I am curious about the renovations, because George and I saw this resort, I don't know, it felt like 40 years ago.
2014. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
2014.
7 years ago.
Yeah, so it wasn't renovated at that time, and they were planning on renovating it, they told us. But you definitely could see some wear and tear, and some of the rooms definitely looked like late 70s, early 80s decor, which it must have been early 80s decor, because...
Oh, yeah. I remember my room had, like, yellow walls.
Yeah.
Not even the first time I was there, but no, this is... It's... They completely... I didn't even recognize anything. You know, other than the piano bar, I think everything else about this resort, it's safe to say, has changed. The rooms are gorgeous. Probably my favorite rooms especially for club level. Probably my favorite rooms. You have a million-dollar view and the most gorgeous sunsets in this area. I posted some pictures. I took a lot of pictures. I just couldn't believe how beautiful, like, somebody had just painted the sky, and with the water and the soaking tubs. They all the upgrades, everything is done with intention. When Sandals remodels or changes thing, it's done with a purpose and to enhance your enjoyment of that area. And I think this is one really good example of how well they listen to their guests and when they're doing these upgrades, and all of the features have added. But it's also increased the popularity of the resort. This was a popular resort before, but now it's even more so.
Yeah, I kind of think of it as a hidden gem sometimes, because I do think people get scared by the proximity to the airport. They hear about the planes and they're like, oh, but those planes, please correct me if I'm wrong, because like I said, I was only there for a few hours. They don't fly at night, right? I mean, you don't have planes scraping the top of your roof in the middle of the night.
No planes overnight. And I will say there are definitely areas of this resort, because it is a little more lively. The entertainment does last a little longer, which is great. So there are a couple areas that are, the farther down you are, the quieter it is earlier at night. So there are a couple buildings that you want to be in for optimal if you go to bed early.
But then a lot of ocean.
For those of us who go to bed at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
bet it by the crack of 9.
Carrie makes fun of us on this, our birthday month.
I love that she's in third person.
Yes. The royal we.
Earned
it. The royal we. There's several of us here in this one place. But lots of oceanfront, right? Like, I mean, you were talking about the million-dollar view. A lot of these rooms are facing the ocean.
A lot of the rooms are facing the ocean. You get, and then, you know, so there are a lot of resorts where, this resort is spread out kind of a little bit lengthwise. And you do, other than the buildings in the back where you've got the, where they added the swim up, I guess that's the Caribbean. Yeah, it's a Caribbean village. Other than that one building that's kind of cocked or at an angle and a little set further back, everything has, everything's right on the, pretty much right on the beach. So you have great access to the water, to everything, to all the amenities. We're, the building we were in overlooked the busiest part of the beach, which I liked. And so we could hear the music from the balcony. You can sit on the balcony and kind of enjoy that atmosphere without leaving your room.
Without being among people.
Yeah, without being among people. You could be close to people without being too close. So you'd like that. But then we could water and look down and watch people play I think shuffleboard. There's a shuffleboard court out there, and there's a volleyball court, and just a really a bunch of great I think there's basketball there too, a bunch of great activities and dancing, and some of the scavenger hunts that they had were really entertaining. A lot of times on these properties, they're so spread out that I'm never in that area where the activities are going on, and so I miss a lot of these kitschy fun things that they do, but it was nice to see they sent people off looking for random items.
I think it's cool because you stayed a week, you know. You got to really
dig in and enjoy the experience and kind of develop a routine, and I love their little creperie with the ice cream. Mm-hmm.
I love their chicken and their brick oven pizza there.
Yep. Yeah, the pizza's amazing, and they had really, really good quesadillas. The jerk chicken quesadilla is really good. And my friend said they had really good hot dogs, and they must have been amazing because they ran out of hot dogs. Wow. They didn't have any more. But everybody I spoke with that week was like, oh, yeah, the hot dogs were incredible. And of course, they've got Butch's steakhouse there, and that was phenomenal. And it was so funny because they ran out of lobster the day, because lobster was just out of season. So they just ran out of lobster like right before we got there. So I had the shrimp, but everything there was wonderful, and ate it, of course, soy. I could go have sushi every night.
That's Amy's favorite, too, soy. Yeah. She loves soy. Just for like a little appetizer.
A little pre-dinner dinner. Just a little pre-dinner dinner. If you're somebody who likes to try a little bit of everything, this is a great brand in general to kind of get that taste of I want sushi, I want, oh, now I want this for dessert. You could have a course at every restaurant if you wanted to. When we got there, they were doing reservations for a few restaurants, but then they also changed the policy while we were there, and we're no longer doing reservations.
Because that's not, normally they don't do reservations.
No, they don't do reservations. Normally you just go. And so now, except with the exception of Gordon's, Butch's Steakhouse. So that's the one where you would do have a reservation.
Butch's is open to everyone, right? Not just Butler.
Okay. Yeah. It's not just Butler.
But if you have a Butler or a club level, they will make the reservation for you.
Very nice.
Yes.
And you cannot make those reservations ahead of time. That's a question we get a lot, but that's true across the brand. Yeah. And actually it's true with a lot of all inclusives. There are some that let you make them ahead, but most of them don't. Most of them are on property.
Yeah. And if you think you might want a better room, do it before you get on property with your travel advisor, who's hopefully one of us, and upgrade before you get on property, because there was a lot of sad people in that waiting room when I was checking in trying to get upgrades that were no longer available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is funny that people will do that on property. Like, why won't you just book it ahead, you know, like, so you know.
Well,
you know.
And I think with COVID, it was probably more exacerbated because they figured the resort was half empty. It's like, well, that doesn't mean they have those rooms available for you to sleep in. Like, it's not ready for you to sleep.
And that's one of the reasons why, especially for properties like this, that where you should be using a knowledgeable travel advisor, because you don't know what people end up upgrading because they didn't know there was a better option, or they didn't realize what the room that they were booking into was going to look like, or that they'd want more space, or that maybe having a swim up is
or they want to actually see the ocean,
or I realize I want a butler so that I can have somebody else reserve my spot on the beach for me, and not have to worry about anything, and have my drinks brought to me.
And I have to tell you, I've had clients upgrade when they get there after I've talked to them about, you know, upgrading before, and they always say what a great deal they got, and they tell me, and it is never less than it would have been had they done it ahead of time. They just forget what the price is. Like, somehow they get in their head that it's a good deal. And
I think it's amnesia. I think it's because they've already paid for that portion, because you're chunking it out in small portions, and then there's this other portion that you're paying there. But yeah, it's always, I've seen it be more.
Oh, absolutely. It's also in the thrill of the negotiation. You feel like you got something.
Yeah, maybe. But this is plan ahead for this. This is a great resort, but there's some places here I wouldn't want to stay. There's some places that I can't wait to stay. And that's true for every property, but Sandals in particular seems to have some truly hidden areas where you know.
And they're notorious for having like 6.5 million room types.
Oh my god.
Categories. And they're all confused. They're all deliberately misleading names, and then they rename them every time they
And the names are like 10 to 15 words long.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then
they with tranquil tub on the, you know. Oh.
And then you don't, you know, like I took so many notes, and it, you know, was like a detective, you know, getting down what building was, what categories were in what building, and how to, you know, that's part of why you want to use a travel advisor for this, because this is not a, it's not a, oh, here, you book this build and this is the building you'll be in. Because you can.
How accessible would you say this resort is?
So I think it's pretty accessible because it's flat. The pool bar is not accessible. The pool area is not, not at all. I want to say
for our audience, she's looking at her notes.
Yes, I am. I'm cheating.
Put this on video?
Right. People
know. It goes on in the background.
Well, it was kind of obvious because there was a long pause there. So.
Ruffling of papers.
And this is the sort of resort too. It is old, so I feel like there's places where there's steps where we don't necessarily.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. It's not as accessible as some of the other properties, like the properties that have zero entry into the pool and things like that. That's not this resort. But as far as the standard layout, if you were somebody who had didn't want to walk too far, had mobility issues, and didn't want to have to go too far for things, you could definitely get a ground floor here quite easily and be within just a few short steps of everything you need to enjoy your vacation. And the water, I'm just going to go back to the water every 5 minutes. one of the things that I initially fell in love about this property was that the area where you swim is flat.
Yeah.
So it's a flat stretch of soft sand under the water. And I am a beach snob. That's important to me. I don't want to step on rocks. I don't want to drown in seaweed. I want nice soft sand underneath my feet. And they put out these great big rings. And I saw someone doing the most incredible thing while I was there. And I can't believe I never thought to do this. They brought their food out. And they were eating French fries and whatever, I think quesadilla, on the ring with their beverages. Because I've been drinking in the water for a long time, but they got the rings have the little coaster holes.
You talking about like the big circle thing?
Yeah, the big floating,
like a big hammock thing. Yeah,
it's like the circle, and then inside is like a hammock. But they have those floaters out there, and they've got the little drink holder molds so you can put your drink in there, and I saw people eating, and I was like, that is just genius.
Genius is if your butler brought your food to you while you're in the circle thing.
Well, you can.
You don't want your butler to have to walk in the water.
I'm horrible.
There's a concierge, a beach concierge that comes. It's a beach butler that comes with the rental of those over the water cabanas I was talking about, and they'll bring you food. I've watched them bring people food all day long, and I was so jealous. I should have. And those things book up. There's a trick to getting those, so you want to. They book up quick.
Well, you said you have a butler next year, so we want to hear all about the upgrade.
Actually, well, I have a butler 2 years in a row. I'll be at a different property next year, and then in 2023, I'm doing a group So if anybody'd like to join and come with and party on the beach, I would like you guys to come with, but if anybody's listening,
I'm an empty nester by then. So maybe, yeah.
2023 seems so far away. I lost a year, and so I'm like trying to figure out.
Isn't it 2020 still?
Yeah. I'll be at Sandals Barbados with a butler in a Royal Barbados in April of next year. Nice. So that's I think this is a resort where you definitely want to splurge for the butler.
And or you went there in April. The weather was nice.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. I think we only had, I don't even think we had rain. I don't think we had any rain or anything. It was gorgeous. The sunsets were, we might have like it was a little bit like a light sprinkle or something one day, but then we had like a beautiful sunset that night. It wasn't too hot, wasn't humid, which was nice. The water was nice and calm. Well, not too flat, but
that's my favorite.
Calm, but like wavy,
flat,
like the little under waves you could float in.
Oh, you're putting me to sleep.
It's past her bedtime. Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Lindsay, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, George, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.